comprehensive win in the end, be perfectly happy.
Aye, first half I thought we were a bit sluggish. I don't know if it's maybe because of the weather or whatever, it was really hot and we just seemed to be never get the tempo up really in the game. But second half I thought we totally dominated it and could probably score a lot more goals, to be honest.
There was a few sort of really good moves in the second half and a few issues, goals that could have gone your way and made the scoreline a wee bit
more. No, to be fair, as you said, we created a lot of chances second half, passed the ball through them, and you could see they were getting a wee bit frustrated with some of the tackles because they couldn't get near the boys. And that's what the boys are capable of when they start passing the ball.
Dick Campbell was saying he was impressed with the pace.
No, it was one of the obviously first competitive game. First half, as it wasn't a good enough first half, but once we started moving the ball quicker, we looked a far better team. And obviously, it was good to score a few goals.
Position, but the service that Dixon Hawkins getting
in
the race,
it
was great, about two goals, but either side.
No, Gav's put in two really good balls for the goals, and the third goal I thought was a cracker. Callum's obviously turned her a quality pass in for Ryan Williamson. He's put a great ball in the box, and Moff's in the right position to finish it off. So it was a lot of good goals. We could have been even more clinical and scored more, but the pleasing thing is a clean sheet as well, so can't complain too much.
Great impact from Calm off the bench with his role in the third goal, and you look lively.
No, he's a player, he's got ability. Obviously he's missed pre-season, so these games are just like catch up for him, and I'm sure he'll be a massive player for us this year.
Are you surprised to get a player of his calibre, because you'd imagine there'd be a few premiership clubs or something like
that? I'm sure there would be, and it'd be fair, we couldn't if and the likes of Kamala didn't pay him up, or else we'd be struggling to attract somebody of that calibre. So delighted to get him on board, and as I said, he's desperate to get his career back on track, and I'm sure he'll be a big player.
With players like that on the substitution bench, you're going to have trouble squeezing them into the team, are you not?
No, it's good competition. You see, I thought Lewis Spence came on and done really well in the middle of the park. Paul McMullen came on as well. He's missing a bit of game time as well, a bit of catch up for him. So once everybody's fit, we're going to have a really strong squad, and we're still probably trying to bring in another one at least anyway.
Just